And you've by no doubt heard that Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts meet with hurricane force in the new movie August Osage County. Streep plays Violet, a cancer-ridden, pill-addled mother who's gathered her family, including daughter Julia Roberts, at their Oklahoma homestead after the family patriarch commits suicide. Tracy Letts wrote the original play and the film and tells a story of mothers and daughters and sisters and the ferocity those relationships can have, but also a story of the men who watch as the women smash like atoms. In this scene, Violet's brother-in-law Charlie, played by Chris Cooper, tries to make light of a moment when Julia Roberts' daughter announces she will not eat meat because it's eating animals' fear.
Well, I guess it was just the way I was raised, but somehow it doesn't seem like a legitimate meal unless there's some meat somewhere.
Oh. What is it? What is it?
Dad?
Oh, yo, what's the matter? Right? Okay, Uncle Charlie?
Oh.
Daddy,
I got a big bite of fear.
Chris Cooper as Uncle Charlie in August Osage County, a film that reunites him with Meryl Streep. The two starred in the 2002 film adaptation, which won Chris Cooper an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. And he joins us in the studio to talk about August Osage County. Welcome.
Hi, Robin. Thank you.
So that was one of the moments of levity.
Actually,
it was also in some ways not kind. There are a lot of barbs flying.
A lot of little insensitivity, but we tried to, tried to find some lightness anywhere we could.
Well, tell us about this. I say smash like atoms. Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts actually have a physical fight. Mm-hmm. What was it like, or to be at this dinner table with the venom pouring off this chain-smoking, chemotherapy balding Meryl Streep? You know, just the ugly way she talks to her own children. You're smiling now, but...
Well, we're actors, and we dig it. This is the kind of writing that got me interested in acting, and I haven't seen writing like this in a long time. Okay, it's a Pulitzer Prize-winning stage play, and this is juicy, juicy material, and actors don't get the opportunity, and especially women actors aren't given these kinds of lines often.
Well, let's talk about that. Some of the reviews have been somewhat mixed because of the ferocity. They seem to be saying, what wonderful acting, but, oh, I was made uncomfortable. And you were pointing out to me that, you know, we're used to seeing men have knockdown, drag-out fights and call themselves the worst names in the world.
Yeah, and I find it a little peculiar that people might say that, oh, this is, it's just too exhausting to listen to all this, and it's just too hard to watch. You give men dialogue like this all the time, and there doesn't seem to be any problem.
Yeah.
I just find it curious.
Meanwhile, the men in the film, at least a couple of them, are the ones that try to be the peacemakers. There's a little bit of a role reversal. Your character, Charlie, so even, very kind. Your son in the film, played by Benedict Cumberbatch, he misses the funeral, he's overslept, but you meet him at the bus, and we see a rare and desperately needed dose of kindness in the film. Let's listen.
I know how things are. I know how they think about me, and something like this, you want to be there for people.
I'm sorry I let you down, Dad.
Hey, you haven't let me down. You never let me down. Now listen. You're wrong about these people. They love you. They love you. Some of them haven't gotten a chance to see what I see. Fine man. Very loving. With a lot to offer.
This particular role of Uncle Charlie seemed, in so many respects, so close to me. I grew up 4 hours from where we shot the film. I know the land. I know those people, the farmers and the ranchers. And I had a son that we lost in 2005. He was a very, very wonderful boy with severe cerebral palsy, intelligent boy.
Jesse
Cooper. So that idea of unconditional love for your son was right at my fingertips, you know, and in so many respects. All I'm saying is this character, Uncle Charlie, I so related to.
Well, I just want to take a second to say that you and your wife, Marianne Leone Cooper, have been very open about your son, Jesse. Thank God for the both of you here in the Boston area, perennials at fundraisers and galas. And I can see that the thought of him still touches you now.
Oh, definitely. No, that will never go away. That'll never go away.
Yeah. Well, but how nice you had a moment to even be thinking of him, perhaps, in that scene.
Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, we lost him in 2005, and I thought enough time had passed where I felt allowed to dwell on that aspect of a father-son relationship in terms of Jesse.
Yeah, using it, but not, sinking into it,
mm-hmm.
maybe, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Well, let's talk about the other thing that was happening in the film. A relationship with Meryl Streep. The two of you in 2002's adaptation, you played a free-spirited, drug-taken orchid hunter. Meryl Streep played a highly fictionalized version of Susan Orlean. Let's just listen to a little bit from that film.
You know why I like plants?
Huh?
Because they're so mutable. Adaptation's a profound process. Means you figure out how to thrive in the world.
Yeah, but it's easier for plants. I mean, they have no memory.
Meryl taught me quite a lot the first time we worked together. Back then, I had a tendency to take my work a little too seriously, you know? That's just my insecurity or whatever you want to make of it. There was one scene.
In adaptation,
In adaptation, yeah. We got to our starting marks and shot the scene a couple of times, and it wasn't going very well, and I was beating myself up, mumbling to myself, and going back to our starting marks to take another shot at the scene, I heard her say very, very quietly, "Stop whining." And I said, "Oh, my God." That's Meryl telling me. I really took it to heart. And, I mean, I must say, since then on, it's come back to me so often. Just enjoy the process a little more. Don't beat yourself up. And I think I've become a little better actor for that. And to watch her work is a marvel. No viewer that watches her work really realizes how talented she is, because you must be on set, and you must be there when the camera rolls take after take after take to see what variety she brings and gives to other actors. She's just astounding. You know?
Well, Chris Cooper, you are a joy as well in this film. I don't want to give anything away, but you become a truth teller. You become the one who finally says enough is enough.
Yeah. And it was wonderful to Margot Martindale, who plays Aunt Mattie Fay, my wife. We've known each other for 33 years during Actors Theatre Louisville's heyday in the early 80s. That's when we first met. And all that while, Margot and I never traded dialogue. And all this time has gone by, and it was so much fun, so great to work with Margot in this film. And we just picked up where we left off 30 years ago. And you rarely have the opportunity to really enjoy your own work, but many of those scenes worked for me really well.
Yes, they did. Chris Cooper speaking about his latest film, August Osage County. Chris, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Robin.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art, presenting Bill T. Jones in Storytime, a new dance work inspired by John Cage, February 21st through 23rd, icaboston.org.